name's Jonathan Hoops from San Diego, California. I'm a sports medicine chiropractor, and so I work a lot with like athletes and sports related injuries. I met Coach Maiden back in early 2000 by an invitation tryout I received at my high school baseball coach. My high school baseball athletic department gave me, and then I went up into there was a tryout in LA that I went to and did a whole like workshop like tryout day and ended up receiving a call back maybe a month or two after that. And then, but so I first met him early 2000. Oh man, that's awesome to hear. What an accomplishment that is. You know, it's not every day you get to like, you know, have a passion for something and get, you know, involved in a sport or a career that you really enjoy doing and helping other people. And I think that's something that, you know, I always could tell about Coach Maiden is he loved baseball and he loved helping and getting some exposure for young athletes. And, you know, my hat is off to a noble and awesome man and a really noble career that he's done for himself. That's pretty amazing, 40 years. My experience was, you know, I got to travel all over. You know, I was born and raised in San Diego, California, so I didn't really leave much of that location. By the time I was, you know, 18, when I first started playing travel ball with Coach Maiden, so my experience was pretty awesome. You know, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. I got to see a lot of different states along the whole East Coast, from Canada, like go all the way into Canada for tournaments, and all the way down to Florida, and pretty much every state in between. So I think that was my first time ever leaving the country, was going up into Niagara Falls and near up above New York and playing baseball, which was pretty cool. Man, from what I remember about the guys, it was a really eclectic group of young ball players, you know, from all over the nation, and everyone seemed pretty different in just how even they played from, you know, where they were from. So it was kind of a lot of fun just to kind of get a little exposure to different types of baseball and different, you know, attitudes and that sort of thing. But it was nice because it was some solid baseball that, you know, even to this day, you know, I've played in men's leagues and travel ball leagues, and you know, I always explained it as like high school and some ball you play and you're like, oh crap, I hope the other team doesn't hit it to our left fielder because he sucks, you know. But or you know, you have those holes in the field places that you hope the other team doesn't, you know, expose. But playing out there with Coach Maiden, he puts together a good team, and you know, everyone on the team was pretty deep and pretty solid of a baseball player. Oh, my personal experience was really good. You know, I was a young man at the time, and it was my first time away from home, so to speak. And you know, I think I didn't really know how to handle some of the pressure out there, and you know, it took me a little bit to get my confidence up. And you know, I did really well in my little high school and where I came up, and then going out there, I just saw a different level of ball. And my personal experience with Coach Maiden was that he took a little extra time with me, which you know, I definitely needed, and to give me a little confidence and I'd be able to perform a little better. So, you know, I think he recognized I was a little green, and you know, I'll never forget like him giving me a chance to get out on the field and improve myself. First trip into Chicago was pretty awesome. You know, I didn't know what to expect, but I'd never even seen a lightning bug before ever in my life. And, you know, like I just, and Polish sausage, and just got to learn a lot of things that, you know, we didn't have out there in California on the West Coast. And, you know, it's just a good experience all around. First time I ever got to drive in a Jaguar. And that was Coach Maiden's Jaguar. Shoot. Dude, I was one of the few players that got a ride in the Jaguar. Yeah, you know, it's been 20 years. I've never forgotten all the experiences I had, but I still appreciate, you know, Coach Maiden always keeping in touch with me, keeping in touch with some of the other players. you know, those were a big part of our lives back then. And though I never made it to the show, you know, it was a time that I'll always look back on and reflect upon. And it taught me a lot of discipline and keeping a schedule, working hard. And, you know, I went on to schooling and graduate school and afterwards. And, you know, it kind of helped me, I think, set up a really successful career inside the sport world myself. Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, man, you really got to just let me know anytime you come out to Cali. And if I ever make it out to Chicago, I'm looking you up too, but...
Thanks, Coach.